Look who's calling us right now.
Donald Trump. I hate you guys. You're the worst things ever.
Okay,
you're both terrible.
No, here she is. Judge Jeanine Pirro. Here she is. We're talking about her, and she's calling us right now.
Well, you know what? That's because I could feel it in my bones. I said, Jeanine, call Rokon. How are you?
I couldn't be better. And I got to ask you this. Now, I was just thinking about this because, you know, I adore you. I think that you are brilliant. You're great on television, great writer. You're a great legal thinker. All of those things. And then I see that you're endorsing this Trump guy for president of the United States. And he was very upset,
Jeanine. And I'm like, literally,
how could you do? Now I know that he was. Let me
tell you why.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, Donald has been a friend of mine for 30 years. Okay, I know Donald very well. I have seen Donald raise his kids. I've seen him say to them, you're not getting your allowance. We're going to Kmart to get your school supplies. You don't talk to her that way. I've seen the Donald that most people haven't seen. And you know what? Think about it. This guy's running for president. He has no political experience, and yet he's able to get our attention. And you know what? He's got our attention now. And I think that you're going to find that you agree with most of what he says. So that's why, I mean, he's smart. The guy is smart as hell. He doesn't sleep. I know that. He used to call here all hours of the day and night.
Yeah, that's clear.
No,
it's clear. He does not sleep. He's got a lot of stamina.
He works like a dog. I have never seen anyone work as hard as he does. And you know what? I find him to be a fascinating guy who I agree with most of the time. And that's the end of that.
But what about all his personal attacks? Have any of those rubbed you the wrong way when all the different groups, you don't even have to name them, we all know who they are, he's gone out and attacked?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. With the Muslim comment, I got to tell you, what he said was, until we know who they are, we shouldn't let them in. And you know what? I think the reason he's resonating is because most people agree with him. Look, the Obama administration has said, you know, we have no idea who's coming in, but we're vetting them and it's okay. You don't know that Muhammad is the Muhammad from the jihadi group or whether or not he's a refugee and legitimate, who shouldn't be in this country. And by the way, did you see Germany is now raising taxes to cover all the refugees coming in? That they're putting out leaflets, guys, of what the Muslim men can and cannot do, and they have like an X on a woman's butt with a man's hand on it. In other words, we got to.
You can't play grab ass. Is that what?
That's not allowed in Germany.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all right.
I'm glad.
That's okay.
So, I might visit there.
Hey, all right, okay, I understand, but that's the European refugee crisis. It could be different than it is in the United States. But all right, without even getting into that, let me ask you this.
Oh, it's the same refugees. We don't know who's coming in.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think's going to call 1-800-ASSAD and say, hey, Assad, do you have a record on Mohammed? You have a record? We have these guys in San Bernardino. The woman came from Saudi Arabia. Nobody knew who she was, and she's killing Americans from the back of her car and shooting at the cops. The woman's a pro. Come on, guys. Stop with this political correctness.
All right. Well, let me ask you. This isn't politically correct. It's just impractical. I mean, what are you going to stop everybody from coming into the United States who's going to swipe in on just a passport as a visitor?
No. Look, here's the thing. We don't know if the passports are legitimate. If they have the right to be here or if they have family here, that kind of thing, that's something else. But we're talking about refugees now. We have no idea who they are. And ISIS has already said we are putting our guys in the refugees to kill Americans. These people want to kill us. You get it?
Oh, I do
they
get
that. Kill
I
get
no, I understand that part. I just don't know the practical.
So what should we do? They don't have a right to be here. We have the right to live safe. The first order of our government is to protect us and not to take in everyone from the rest of the world. By the way, we just gave Iran $100 billion. Why don't they take the refugees?
So would you cut out all visa applications from the Middle East, including people who want to come here for either schooling or just visitors' visas?
I would only allow those people in that I could properly vet. And when the head of the FBI, James Comey, says, we have no way of vetting them, no guarantee, then you know what? I'm going to vote in favor of the safety of the American citizens. Unless they have a constitutional right to be here, sorry, buddy, but you're not coming in.
Okay. All right, now, Judge, let me ask you a question.
What? Here.
I knew I was going to lose this argument to you, but it's okay.
He predicted that.
Robert Durst, you know him? Yeah. He pleaded guilty to gun charges that potentially sets up the murder trial. What happens there, do you think?
Okay, what happened was today he pled guilty in New Orleans. He's got to be sentenced by April. He's got to be arraigned in L.A. for the murder of Susan Berman, the spokesperson that spoke on his behalf in 1982 when his wife went missing in my jurisdiction, and he'll be tried and convicted. Here's the question, and if you read my book, He Killed Them All, you will know the answer to this question is, going to live to get to the trial? I doubt it.
What?
So there. What's your next question?
Okay, why is he not going to live to get to the trial, Mr. Bones? Why?
You have to read my book. Here's the thing. The guy is, he looks like a skeleton. His shackles kept falling off of him at the waist. He is not long for this world. But you know what? I want him to live. I pray that the guy...
You want him convicted for this.
I want to dance on his grave. That's what I want.
Wow.
I can see exactly why Trump makes total sense to her. The book is called He Killed Them All, Robert Durst and My Quest for Justice. Janine Pirro wrote it, and she also narrated it. I could listen to you all day long on the audiobook. 10 hours of that that seems like a lot of fun. All right. It appears to me, though, in this Durst thing, there's so many different moving parts to this legally. This trial, if he goes to trial in L.A. for the murder, it's probably still 18 months, 2 years away, right?
Well, you know what? If he's arraigned in August, which is the drop-dead date for the arraignment, he'll probably go to trial in January. So I see it as a year. And make no mistake, guys, that L.A. case is solid. They've got the cadaver note where even a Durst couldn't distinguish between what he admitted was the killer's handwriting and his own handwriting, spelling Beverly wrong, as he often did. And it's in green ink, and he only writes in green ink. He was in California at the time. He had motive, means, and opportunity. He had just sent her two $25,000 checks to shut her up. And he knew that we were coming to talk to her, and therefore he killed her. He only kills when he has to. And Robert Durst killed Susan Berman because he knew she was in a bad situation and likely to talk to us.
All right. You go. Now you got that right. See, you're batting, Janine. You're batting 500 with me right now. I'm with you on the Durst thing. I'm 100% with you on the Durst thing. I'm not with you on the Trump thing. No. I know you're making the argument. I'm not with you on the Trump thing. But it will be what it is.
Question. Who do you want? Bernie Sanders?
Oh my God!
Hillary will be in jail before this happens.
Well, we got a long way to go before we get to that question, right? Because this is still a primary. We've only had one week of voting or one state of voting so far, or caucusing. Yeah. So there's some other guys on the Republican side that I happen to like.
I
do like Marco Rubio.
Guy.
Yeah,
I like him too. Yeah. He's a smart guy. I'll send you my picture on Facebook and Twitter at Judge Janine. I like Marco. He's smart. Smart as a whip.
I like a Rubio Kasich ticket.
Rubio
Kasich.
Kasich. That's where you're going with.
Yeah.
That, right?
Yeah. You know why Kasich is good? Because it's a swing.
Yeah, swing vote.
We need Ohio. And by the way, what is Jeb Bush doing in this race? Get out of the race. I mean, enough. You see that commercial he did? I got to tell you this.
Uh-huh.
He says, I have a plan to defeat ISIS, right? And then he's speaking at the Citadel. Everyone behind him belongs in the movie Gone with the Wind. You've got Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Everybody in the audience is white. The man is running for president of the United States. We don't look like that anymore.
Yeah. We were joking that his motto, Jeb exclamation point, should really be changed to Jeb question mark.
Yeah. Or Jeb, or even Jeb ellipsis now.
Ellipsis.
Just dot, dot, dot.
Jeb, maybe.
Jeb, it's kind of over.
Sorta.
Yeah. Jeb, good night.
So
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, Judge, this worked out very, very nicely. Thank you for your spider senses going off and you calling us. I really appreciate that. That's how it goes.
Guys.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye, Judge Pirro.
We love you. Goodbye. Love her.
See, I told you she'd convince you. She could convince you black is white. Yeah. Although you didn't,
no,
really
I didn't
fall for the
I
Trump
didn't fall
thing.
For it. No.
You didn't fall for the Trump
no.
thing.
I mean, I get what you're saying. It just can't be done. But, you know, yes, it's an ugly situation, but you have to stop all international travel in order to do what she's saying you can do. And that's an economic non-reality
nightmare.
There. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well,
all right.
They are friends, and I think that's the root of it.
Okay.
So, you know, that's
fine.
How it goes.
That's fine. Again, I got a lot of friends who think they should be president. I said they shouldn't. Especially the ones, you know, like I'm telling you, you've met. I mean, we have an opportunity.
Very impressive people
to meet,
in your spheres,
right? And you know, billionaires who are like, they all got their ideas. I'm gonna tell you what we need to do. They're like the creepy guy.
Some of them are.
What we're gonna do and find everybody who's a Seventh Day Adventist, and we're gonna put them in camps. It's like that. It's you know, like I've met people like that. I met a guy once who has a yacht that has gun turrets on it.
Oh,
he's the son of a guy who invented some major thing, and he grew the company, and he's a billionaire, and he travels with all this security because he thinks the whole world's out to kill him. I'd never heard of the guy before. I was with him at this event and this night, and he's telling me about, and it was exactly a conversation like that. Glenn Beck is a genius. You know, when it's like. You know,
you're
they're
slowly
like, oh,
backing
no.
up, getting
yeah.
out of the room.
And I'm like, oh, God, okay, gotta go. All right.
Yeah.
All right. I have to tell you that Violetta Patromedic is standing by with the WGN traffic trouble spots right now.
I am, but I'm kind of scared. I feel like Judge Pirro's scared me.
She's very.
I feel like if I went to her, I would just back up. I'd be like, I have no defense. I don't know. I'm guilty.
Yes.
Take me.
She's a great prosecutor. Exactly.
Scares me.